So we know you're a big proponent and you love shooting the traditional archery. You make your own arrows and shoot a longbow. What's your thoughts on modern archery equipment, some of the technology within the archery gear that people are using, not only just for bow
hunting? You know, it's a good question, but let me preface this by saying the following. Last year, I was in Normandy in France, where we had the Great Invasion, and where thousands upon thousands of Americans were cut down on the beach to liberate Europe. And my wife and I, Annie, were visiting a couple in France, and I walked across the battlefield, and as far as I can see, the white crosses of American soldiers. And I was fighting the tears back. My dad was in World War II command pilot, and I was fighting the tears back, and to be very honest, was embarrassed to cry much in front of my wife. And I sat on a bench, and I was wearing my cowboy hat, and I was, I don't know why I looked around to see if anybody was watching. I guess that's wrong. I shouldn't have cared, but I was kneeling and saying a prayer when I felt a hand on my shoulder. And I assumed it was my wife. And I looked up, and it was an old lady, maybe in her late 80s, a French woman. And she sat on the bench, and she whispered to me, thank you for our freedom. And I burst into tears uncontrollably. And I realized that day, that very moment, that those men died for the freedom of choice. So when you say to me, Tred, what do you think about the technology of bow hunting? You know what? I don't really think too much about it. Because the freedom of choice allows people to do what is legal in the world. And if you choose to be a high-tech hunter, and have a high-speed bow and a low let percentage let off and use carbon arrows, if that is legal and that's what you want to do, God bless you, because that is not the issue. We only make it an issue to sell product or to pick on somebody. So I hunt the way I hunt because I believe in it and I'm trying to accomplish something for myself. I don't think that hunting is a competition. I do not like modern technological bow hunting for not any one reason, but for many reasons, which I'd love to have the opportunity to tell you, you know, what they are. But those reasons don't have to do with grown-ups. It has to do with what we're teaching our children. I do not like all of the gizmos that are going on in our sport. However, I would march on Washington to preserve your right and your freedom of choice. And everybody who ever wants to criticize me or anybody else, you know what? It's your God-given right. And I'll tell you what, if you want to learn about bow hunting, you want to learn about choice, you want to learn about criticizing other people, and I'm not talking about myself, go to Normandy and look. They died for your freedom. So, you know what? I think everyone should hunt the way they want to hunt as long as it's legal.
What about crossbows?
Everyone's trying to suck me into the crossbow issue. I do not think that crossbow is archery. I think that archery is defined by me pulling back something and letting it go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think in a crossbow, since it's locked and a trigger, I think it should go into its own category or own season. It bothers me a little bit that crossbow hunting should be allowed in archery season. I know that people are vehemently against it, but when you really look at it, what is the difference between somebody harvesting an animal with the crossbow or one of the very, very hybrid bows of today or that of a rifle, a shotgun, a pistol, or muzzleloader? I don't have vehement feelings about it, but I don't think that it's archery. That's a fact. It doesn't feel like archery to me.